Theater critic Michael Bourne took in several musicals recently. It was a revival that made him cheer most.
What makes a Broadway musical great? Certainly songs that resonate. Not that you walk out humming, but tunes you want to sing along with when you first hear them. Compelling stories also, appealing performances also. And once in a while, I get from a new show an actual physical thrill. That's what I felt from The Band's Visit, the most recent great show, says me. That's what I feel from the revival of a great musical, like City Center Encores, the revival of A Chorus Line. Dance is my blind spot in the arts, but A Chorus Line is about so much more than the choreography. It's a show about the craft of dancing, the almost mathematical twists and turns, the athletic strength of dancers, and how very different individuals become one spectacular being kicking and strutting through the lights. I first saw A Chorus Line off-Broadway, brand new in the 70s, and I've seen it variously since then. But the City Center Encores revival was the best I've seen, and it played only for a long weekend, last weekend. Meanwhile, in the same week, I attended three new shows. All three thrill-less. The Prom, Head Over Heels, and King Kong. All three lively and colorful. All three with expensive theatrical effects. All three with energetic, and in The Prom, funny, performers. None with songs that were lasting. Like after a great dinner, you feel full. All I felt after the new shows was musically hungry. Bob Martin co-wrote The Prom and knows how to write wise cracks that quickly prick the funny bone, but mostly The Prom is a fable about acceptance, about a high school in Indiana that won't allow a lesbian student to bring a girl as her date to the prom. Vainglorious actors from Broadway come to rally everyone against homophobia, and they do so. And everyone dances happily at the prom. Head Over Heels is one of the most oddly conceptualized shows I've ever seen, shuffling 80s pop rock of the Go-Go's into a 17th century romantic epic of Sir Philip Sidney. Except for the opening number, We Got the Beat, I don't know songs of the Go-Go's, so I didn't get the thrill that Go-Go's fans did. I felt or didn't feel the same not knowing the songbook of ABBA before attending Mamma Mia. There have been so many similar jukebox musicals since then. Head Over Heels adds a cleverly naughty wordplay into Sidney's Elizabethan verse, but the romantic daring do of the cross-dressing star-crossed lovers never effervesces like the exuberant pop of the Go-Go's. And then there's King Kong. It's actually a musical, though the songs, really everything else about King Kong is eclipsed by the ape. It's a 20-foot-tall puppet with a realistic gorilla face and snarling teeth that beam as Kong growls loudly. Kong is manipulated by a Bunraku puppet. We can see puppeteers pulling around the hands and the head, but to enjoy it all, we have to not see. We have to suspend disbelief so that Kong becomes real. Kong protects the tiny but feisty woman he loves from a giant serpent in one scene, and that's amusing just to see the technique of all the monstrous puppeteering. But that's all that's memorable about the musical King Kong. I'm Michael Bourne.
Thanks for listening to the WBGO Journal. I'm Ang Santo.